CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The U.S. and Israel are on high alert for a potential attack by Iran, which has vowed revenge after a deadly strike on its embassy compound in Syria last week. The BBC's Hubo Bacheca.
There has been a lot of diplomatic effort to try to persuade Iran against launching an attack. There have been phone calls from the foreign ministers in Britain, Germany, Australia, telling the Iranian foreign minister that Iran should de-escalate.
Former President Trump will have a visitor at his Mar-a-Lago home today in Florida. CBS's Robert Costa.
He's now bringing in the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to try to echo his skepticism about the integrity of the American electoral system.
The two are expected to deliver remarks this afternoon on election security. Well, they're trying to put abortion rights on the ballot in Colorado. Coloradans for Reproductive Freedom tell CBS News exclusively they've collected enough signatures. Campaign reporter Shauna Mizell.
There could still be some challenges on this as it relates to the validity of the signatures. And one person familiar with the operation and the work they're doing there said that they do expect challenges on that basis.
Abortion measures may be on the ballot in several states. Some serious flooding in the Pittsburgh area. Crews were called to downtown Oakdale, which was under several feet of water.
It's a horrifying show of nature. I mean, it really shows what a freak storm can do to a town situated on a bed like this. I mean, we're at the lowest point here. Two creek beds on either side.
Multiple people needed to be rescued. A former U.S. diplomat's expected to be sentenced today in Miami after confessing he was a Cuban spy. CBS's Peter King.
Victor Manuel Rocha is a former ambassador to Bolivia and a career U.S. government employee. He was arrested after a sting operation uncovered a four-decade-long career as a spy for Cuba, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Well, hello, procrastinators. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, looks like you'll be spending your weekend inside crunching some numbers. Tax day's Monday, so unless you request an extension, you've got to get them done and in. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says filing should be fairly easy because
we have a new program called Direct File. It's a new way for taxpayers to file taxes online, direct with the IRS, and for free.
Most people, though, have been on the ball. The IRS says about two-thirds of Americans have already filed their returns. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened a weekend series against the Orioles at Camden Yards. Yesterday's game with the Reds got rained out in Cincinnati. Rescheduled as a doubleheader in August. NBA, the Bucks in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks coming off wins over the Celtics
and Orlando Magic.
NFL, the Packers on the tailgate tour, headed to Brazil this fall to take on the Eagles for the opener. I asked Kenny Clark,
do you know anybody that's been to Brazil?
I went there a couple years ago, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I was in Brazil. I was in Rio. Oh. And I had an amazing time, man. There's so many Packer fans out there, so many football fans out there. I went during the Super Bowl and watched the Super Bowl at a bar, and the energy there was amazing. I can only imagine, you know, what the experience we're going to have when we out there actually playing a football game in Brazil. The fans are going to be amazing.
So LaFleur's coming to you for tips on how to get around Brazil.
Yeah. Glad to come to me for the tips.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly sunny by late this afternoon. It is going to be windy with a high of around 57. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Clear tonight, 40 tomorrow. Sunshine 60 by Sunday, sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
People always know someone who looks like me. Wherever I go, once a week, someone will come up to me and go, "Hey, I know someone that looks like you." I never know what to say. Well, tell them hi. Encourage them to wear sunscreen. And this person who looks like me, never doing something impressive with their life.
Yeah, he mows our lawn. We don't even pay him, he just does it.
That sounds like my gene pool. Occasionally on social media, I'll be sent photos of babies who supposedly look like me. This baby looks like Jim Gaffigan. People think it's hysterical that I look like a pale, pudgy, bald infant who poops in a diaper. Sometimes people get too cute. They're like, "Hey, why does our baby son look like Jim Gaffigan?" I'm like, "Because I slept with your wife."
At 6:09 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. Partly sunny, beautiful day today. Highs near 59. They won't bring themselves to say 60, will they? They're going to stop right there at the end of the cliff. They won't go over and say 60. A clear sky tonight. Lows around 40, 61 the high tomorrow with sunshine, 62 on Sunday with sunshine. Right now, cloudy, 50 degrees, but yet a beautiful morning. I just poked my nose out there. And the birds are singing or saying something about me. I think they were talking behind my back, personally. But they were out there, and it's just a beautiful morning. Even though it's cloudy, the ground is just starting to dry up from last night's rain, and what a beautiful morning. Coming up later on this morning at 6:30, Dave Mack is going to be your newly elected 4th District Alder in the city of Racine. But we're going to talk about a lot more than that. I mean, we're going to talk about emergency management. Yesterday was a tornado awareness drill. I'll tell you something funny about that when Dave comes in. We're going to play some music from his wife, who is a wonderful singer. Wow, Amy. Just beautiful voice on her. We're talking about 4th Fest. We're going to talk. Well, I've got a whole bunch. And he's in a constant tour around the state, testing every restaurant and every event and tourist trap around the state. And we'll talk about that with Dave. He's coming in this morning at 6:30 on this beautiful Friday morning. Wow, what a weekend coming up, too. This morning, my wife got up and she said, oh, we're going to have a busy weekend. Wait a second. What do you mean we're going to have a busy weekend? My plans are to lay around and do nothing. What do you mean we're going to have a busy weekend? We're not going to have a busy weekend. Maybe you're going to have a busy weekend. I'm going to sit here and watch Dateline all weekend. And The Survivor. And what else do I have to catch up on? Oh, I got a whole bunch of movies, some Turner Classic Movies I recorded this week. I got to catch up on those, too. I'm going to have a busy weekend in front of the TV. I don't know about you. It's 611 WRJN. The big news, of course, O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday. You know, I'm kind of sad the way I reacted yesterday. I was here at the radio station when Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, came in and said, OJ's dead. And the first thing I did was clap. And I shouldn't have done that because anytime a human life is lost, it is a tragedy. You know, whatever OJ did or didn't do, it's still a tragedy when life leaves the planet. Because no matter what things you may have done or not have done, everybody still has some worth. And of course, OJ has worth. I mean, his football career, his acting career has worth. And I was ashamed of myself after I clapped. And I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. And that you shouldn't take glee in somebody, you know, dying because, well, almost every person has worth. A lot of people don't. Hitler didn't have worth. All right? He didn't. There are a lot of people that don't. But I kind of felt bad that I did that. But, you know, I was hoping that OJ would make some kind of deathbed, you know, confession about what I think he did. I think he did murder his ex-wife and Ron Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson. I think he did do it. That's my personal opinion. The jury felt differently, but, you know, I wish he would have made some kind of confession. Even if he would have said, listen, I just want you to know with all my heart as I enter the gates of heaven, I didn't do it. Or as I enter the gates of heaven, I have to come clean. I did do it. But I don't think he did. Unless he left a note with somebody that we don't know yet. You know, he could have left a note with one of his children or whispered something in their ear. And I would have liked to have a deathbed confession. You know, either way, just let us know for sure. Because when you're dying, what difference does it make at that point? I mean, they can't do anything. First of all, they can. Even if you were alive and you couldn't, if you said you did it, they couldn't do anything because it's double jeopardy. They already tried you for it. You know, after you're found not guilty in a court, you can get up in front of the judge, say, I did it, and I hoodwinked the jury. Nothing they can do about it at that point. I mean, he was found guilty in a civil trial. He was found guilty of wrongful death of Ron Goldman, and he had to pay. But the Goldmans, I don't think, got anywhere near what they were promised millions and millions. They got his Heisman Trophy, but they should have got everything. They should have wiped him clean. They couldn't touch his NFL pension, but they should have been able to. Just wipe that guy clean, have him living on the streets after what I think he did. But that's my opinion. A jury felt differently. What a trial, too. I was listening to some attorneys yesterday say that the whole legal system, people learning and getting into the whole legal profession, learned a lot from that trial. He had the dream team. He had some of the biggest lawyers, including Kim Kardashian's father, was on that dream team.
A lot, of course, Johnny Cochran. I think the greatest parody of Johnny Cochran is Jackie Childs from the Seinfeld show. Not only does he look like Johnny Cochran, but he acted like him. Remember that? Jackie Childs? Preposterous. This is the worst humiliation I've ever suffered in my life. The character in Seinfeld. He's one of my favorites. Okay, so that's the OJ thing. He's gone. He did spend 9 years in prison. He, whole thing with memorabilia. He pulled a gun on somebody and held them up because they had his memorabilia. What a stupid thing to do. So he spent 9 years in prison. And a lot of people thought that was his comeuppance for what, you know, they think he did. And I think he did, too. That whole thing with the glove. The glove doesn't fit. You must acquit. No. Then we had that Bronco chase and people cheering him on. They showed a clip from the Oprah show when he was acquitted. A segment of the audience just stood up and cheered. I mean, really? We have two dead people here. We have a mother of his children, Nicole Brown Simpson. We have an innocent bystander who went to return some glasses she left at a restaurant, Ron Goldman. And you're cheering? I don't get that at all. Anyway, OJ's gone. And now we'll just analyze it. And let's see if he left a note. Maybe he did leave something laying around that says he did do it. Well, we'll find out. Remember that book he wrote? If I Did Do It? What an idiot. If I Did Do It. That was the book he wrote. What a moron. Anyway, the Goldmans got rights for the book, and they said, If I Did Do It, Confessions of a Murderer. I didn't know that till yesterday. I know the Goldmans got possession of that book. Huh. You got to feel bad for the Goldmans. They lost their son for no reason. He just was doing a good deed and whatever. All right, someone asked people to name random signs you're officially old. You ready? You eat Tums like candy. We do at our house. You still print your boarding pass just in case. Now, I don't fly often, very rarely, but I do print the boarding pass. You snap your fingers when you try to remember something. You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise. I do it here when I stand up. That is so true. You watch the local news every night, and bonus points if you say things like, what's this world coming to? And you've recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open. I have done that. I stood outside the public library waiting for it to open. I had to get in there and get something out of the library. I did do that. Yeah, all right, it does happen. A new study tracked people over 8 years and found that people who exercise in the evening have a lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise or exercise earlier in the day. It followed every exercise. This gets me. If I followed every exercise tip I've mentioned here on this show, I'd live forever. You only need to exercise for a second and a half every day. Anything more than a second and a half is wasted. 55% of people in a poll say they rely on Google more than their formal education on average. We Google five basic questions a day. If I had to choose, I would make Google the eighth wonder of the world. I think Google is amazing. How many, five times a day? I use Google more than that. I use it all day long. It used to be, you know, my parents had this old encyclopedia set in the house from 1939. And I used to use it for school. I mean, think of the people who were president at that time. They were still in the encyclopedia as alive. So I used to use that. But now, kids use Google, ChatGPT. Who has to work anymore? Nobody's got to work anymore. Hey, somebody put a picture online. It was one of these history things on Facebook. This woman was born in the late 1700s and lived to the early 1900s. She was 106 or 112 years old from like 1797 up until, you know, 1902, 1903, somewhere around there. She's the only person in the history of the world to live through three centuries. Whoa. Isn't that an achievement? 619 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. Beautiful day on tap today, partly sunny, highs near 59.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Name who sings that song. I forget what his name is. Tony Burrows. Tony Burrows was a studio musician who also sang for like five other groups. Trying to think of the Brotherhood of Man. Let's see who else he sang with. I can't think of all the groups, but that's what he did. He didn't go on tour with people. He just sang their lead songs in Edison Lighthouse, which really wasn't a group. It was just a studio group that made this song. But anyway, you gonna bring that microphone within a quarter mile of you here? All right.
I didn't know if I was supposed to be on until 6:30 or not.
Oh, yeah, 6:30. That's right. All right. Set you off. Dave Mack is here. Congratulations on your win, by the way.
Hey, thank you. It felt good.
I was going to get that Al Pacino line on here. And he says, every time I get out, they keep bringing me back in, pulling me back in.
I use that as my announcement when...
That was my
announcement to my Facebook friends. It's, never thought I'd be getting back into it, walked away from it 13 years ago, tried to fly under the radar. Every once in a while, there'd be an issue that would raise up that I would kind of poke my head out and I would say something about. But it had to be a big issue. I kind of wanted the alderman that took over for me the opportunity to grow and to be her own person. And yet, every once in a while, there'd be an issue that would occur in the city. Lakeview was a good example. I just had to raise my hand and say, you know, wait a minute. And so, but everything aligned kind of in December when I was asked by several people if I would consider running. It felt right. I got that fire back in the belly, and I felt like Al Pacino in Godfather 3 just when I thought I was out.
They pulled me back in. That's the way I felt when they asked me to come back.
Exactly.
Something similar like that. Yeah, and I'm glad I did. It's a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't like sitting around all day playing the radio? I mean, people say, you think it's a tough job? Tough job. If it was a tough job, I wouldn't be doing it. Trust me. Mowing lawns in the summer is a tough job. Putting concrete down in the streets is a tough job. Picking up garbage every Thursday morning around the city, that's a tough job. This is not a tough job.
Yep.
It was bad here once when the heat wasn't working. It was a little chilly in here, so that was a rough morning. This is bad as it gets.
Well, I still remember you trudging to work in 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot snowdrifts
during the
Groundhog Day blizzard. So that you were committed to your job, and you did everything you could to get here and get that radio turned on so you could deliver news and commentary to us.
But I didn't know that my heart was failing at that time.
I remember.
It was April 5th. The Groundhog Day thing was obviously the 2nd of February. April 5th, I had surgery on my heart. And the surgeon was talking to me and said, you know, it could have been a different story that morning. You could have been face down in the snow.
Yeah.
He said, you don't realize how bad your heart was. Actually, it wasn't my heart. It was my valve. And I said, well, come on. What do you want to do? Come on. Let's move. What do you want to do here? So that's what he said to me. He said, you're at a number 8 right now with your heart. And I said, well, how bad does it get? What's a number 10? How bad is it? Oh, 10, you're dead.
Oh, no.
10 is not working anymore. I said, so I have like till 9? He goes, yes. What do you want to do? I said, can we fix it? He said, when do you want to do it? I said, well, it's 3 o'clock. We get this done by 4:30? I mean, what are we
doing? I'm going to be back on the air tomorrow morning.
Actually, the last thing I did when they put me out at the hospital, they gave me all this sodium pentothal, whatever they give you. They gave me all that stuff. They actually left the... This is when I was on 92.1. They said, we have the station on here. Can you go on the radio now? So they made a call. Kurt Bowman was filling in for me. And I got on the air, and there were all the people in the room saying, hi, Kurt. You know, they were all on the phone with me as I drifted off. I don't know if you've ever had surgery before.
Not really.
5 hours I was under the thing. I mean, they break all your ribs open. This is not good morning material, but they break all your ribs open, and you know they stop your heart because they got to work on it. So 5 hours of my life I can't account for. I mean, that's strange when you wake up and you say, what? 5 hours. When you dream at night, you roll. You can remember something.
Don, I got one better for you. I got 28 days I can't account for. In 2005, when I had pancreatitis, I went in on a Tuesday evening. By Thursday, they were rolling me into ICU. By the weekend, I was on a respirator, and I don't remember anything for almost an entire month.
It's scary, isn't it?
And I sometimes rack my brain trying to figure out what was going on. And I guess I was alert and communicating during some of that time. I don't remember anything. Nothing. And then what was worse was some of the things that I remember from when they took me out of ICU into the respiratory unit. And my reality was much different than everybody else's reality.
I know it's very scary. When I woke up, my wife was videoed when I woke up. I had tubes down my throat. I had tubes in my heart, you know, electric things coming out of me. And nothing hurt because nothing wore off yet. But when it wore off, I said,
"You're talking about heart failure." My buddy's wife.
Hold that story aside.
Okay.
Hold that story aside. 629 WRJN Radio. David Mack is here. Your brand new used 4th District Alder. Is it Alder? You're going to use Alder?
It's Alderman.
Alderman, okay.
I'm a curmudgeon.
We're coming up. Stay with you.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Penny-pinching consumers here in the United States aren't the only one changing their buying patterns at the grocery store. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg, is keeping an eye on it. She says it's not just U.S. consumers that are trying to find value at the grocery store.
The other one that I'm watching carefully is just how consumers in other parts of the world are dealing with inflation. So similar to how consumers here have been paying more for groceries, gas, labor, all sorts of things like that are more expensive here in the U.S., that's even worse, especially in places like Southeast Asia, where they've had to pay more for their primary grain food staples. And so because of that, it just doesn't leave that much room in the budget for dairy. And so consumers, they've only been willing to buy dairy products at relatively low prices, and that really has hurt global prices for dairy producers worldwide.
That's Katie Burgess. She's one of the broker analysts with EverAg, and you can feel that downward pressure in our dairy markets. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny and a quarter to 154 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was down six at 151, and AA butter declined another 3¾ cents on Thursday to 289 and a quarter per pound. We also had a World Ag Supply Demand Report that hit the marketplace yesterday. Is the market hitting back today? Numbers are next.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The April World Ag Supply Demand Report wasn't quite as bullish as the market had hoped for yesterday. The government is predicting lower corn and higher soybean ending stocks. Right now, they're pegging the 2024 corn price at $4.70 a bushel. That's down 5 cents. The season average soybean price, according to the World Ag Supply Demand Report, forecast now at $12.55 a bushel. Down 10 cents. We'll see where it falls. This morning in Chicago, we're still mixed as far as our grain trade's concerned. December corn's down a penny and a half, currently at 464 and a half. November beans down a penny and a half, 1162 and three quarters. July wheat up just a half a cent right now, 566 and three quarters. Currently, the May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's up 11 at 1613. The June milk is up 9 right now, 1662 a hundredweight. So there's your market snapshot on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly sunny by late this afternoon. It is going to be windy with a high of around 57. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Clear tonight, 40 tomorrow. Sunshine 60 by Sunday, sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Big deal.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, and the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Top 10 signs you get a bad travel agent. Here we go, number 10. Hotel stay is 6 days and two nights. Number 9. Accepts payments in the form of personal check, credit card, or freshly harvested kidneys. What? Number 8. Won't let you go on vacation for more than a week because he'll miss you. Number 7. When you're in New York, he recommends you see a taping of The Late Show. Number 6. Instead of the Ritz, you're staying at the Rats. Hey-oh! Number 5. Your plane ticket is a post-it note with a handwritten message, please admit one to the airplane. Number 4. You have a layover at LaGuardia Airport, an 8-day layover. Number 3. No, number 3, rider on vacation. Number 2, forget the restroom. You're riding in a JetBlue wheel well. And the number 1 sign you have a bad travel agent asks you to deliver a brown paper bag to a guy named Nikolai.
And said, now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right, straighten up and fly right, straighten up and fly right, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top, ain't no use in diving, what's the use in jiving, straighten up and fly right, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you're choking me, release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and do right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
That is, that's wonderful. Who's that person on there? Let's sign them.
Amy Hernandez Mack, and that is her debut CD live at Gene's Jazz. She
That's live, huh?
That was live. That was right before COVID hit. It was, I think, the only show that they got in that year, about 4 years ago, and we finally were able to get it mixed down, and it was pretty good. I was real pleased with how it turned out, along with some of the other musicians that helped out on that project. So it was fun, and something that we can get out and maybe bring the, what it was like, the Blues Brothers, let's get the band back together.
What? So do you have any musical talent at all? That's a no.
Yeah, I listen to music, and I'm a promoter, but I...
Anytime I hear somebody go, that's a no. No. You have to think about it. It's a no. Well, anyway, so Dave Mack is here. He is our new 4th District Alderman. New used. He's like, you know, He's already got some mileage on him.
Yeah, he had 10 years of experience, which...
We put him on the rack and got him, got an oil and lube on him, and here he is.
According to my opponent's father, I was a retread and part of the establishment, and I've been out for 13 years.
Has it been that long?
It was that long. You know, my son was going to be a senior in high school, wanted to make sure he earned his Eagle Scout Award, so kind of, you know, did some things to... Yeah, I said, you know what? It's been 10 years. It's a good run. Nobody should be there forever. Coming back, I don't...
From a guy who's 52 years in radio. Nobody should be there forever.
A little different. A little different. Radio, you don't get elected to your position here. But I look at it as a little bit differently. I'm coming back. Yeah, I have experience. But I haven't been there for... 20 years. I've lived out in the real world for the last 13 years. And, you know, that's unfair, too, to paint aldermen as people that don't understand the real world, because it is a very part-time job, and most aldermen have jobs. They're active in the community. You know, they got the finger on the pulse of what's going on. So it's not like, you know, a congressman that... That's all they do. They're congressmen. They're full-time politicians. We're part-time at best.
So how often do you meet?
You have a standing committee that you're on that meets twice a month, and then the council meets twice a month. And then there are And then there's all kinds of, but...
My bowling league met more than that.
It's like the Boy Scouts, they tell you, it's only an hour a week volunteering, and you end up qualifying for the Presidential Volunteer Award gold level, you know, because you're putting in hundreds of hours.
Yeah, they told me this job was 2 hours a day. Yeah, but it's like 4 hours prep work, getting ready for it every day. So go ahead.
Well, I sat in for you once, and, you know, all the prep that you have to do, and you got to do it every day. You're going through, and you're looking at what's on the news, and what can you talk about, and what's hot. But same thing. It's, you know, so back to, where were we?
You're talking about,
So anyway, then there's all kinds of other committees, boards, commissions that the city has, and aldermen have to sit on those. The good news is that you as a citizen could get appointed to one of those committee boards and commissions too. And my philosophy back when I was an alderman, I was...
How many years, by the way?
I was on there for 10 years.
Okay,
good. As a new alderman, I was put on the Parks Commission. But the Parks Commission had a number of citizens that were involved in it, and I kind of would sit back and allow them to lead, allow them to make motions, because I get to do it, you know, all the time with the standing committees, the ones where it's just aldermen. But this is an opportunity where citizens can be actively engaged, and I felt strongly that aldermen shouldn't overshadow these boards and committees where citizens were a vital part of it. So there are opportunities. There are other things like the zoo board, the Douglas Avenue bid board. I'm hoping that I'm on both of those. The zoo is in the district. So is the Douglas Avenue business improvement district. So we'll see where the mayor decides to put me. It's ultimately the mayor's decision. And, you know, wherever I'm put, I'll serve it, and, you know, I will definitely make an impact. I always have.
You know, I don't, you know, I'm not a, I do this, and that's all I've done all my life. I don't really get involved in anything else. People have asked me to get involved in things, and I don't. I just, I'm glad there are people like you that get involved. And I mean, you've been involved in the Boy Scouts. You've been a teacher, you've been all that stuff, and I'm just glad I have people like you and people who volunteer all along the line, because first of all, I'd never get involved in politics. It's bad enough when you're in radio, 50% of the people don't like what you say, but at least they don't get me in a restaurant and say, you know, there was a pothole on my street you said you were going to fix, and you never fixed it, and I broke my axle the other day. I'm going to sue the city, and I'm blaming you. I don't, you know, if I'm in a supermarket, I don't need people coming up to me complaining. And that's what you're going to get.
Yep.
And you're one of those people that kind of sticks out. I mean, you know, people know what you look like if you're a new alderperson, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in the position. People don't know what you look like.
In the old days, we'd go to a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant would pull up a chair and sit down and talk to us. And, you know, it's like, oh, it happened quite a bit. You know, we just rolled with the flow. It was fine. So you don't want me to recommend you for the Sanitation Commission,
I don't want to be recommended for anything. You know, I have one phrase I live by, and the people here know it. I don't get involved. I did get involved in one thing. I got the new toilet bowls installed here.
Congratulations. Yeah, I see you're building out a new studio,
yes,
too.
Yes, it's going to be. This is the production studio, and the engineers did a great job in getting this on the air, because this was not intended to be a studio to run a radio show on the air every morning. And I told them what I kind of needed. They did it, and they did a great job. And now they're going to redo their main studio, and it's going to be state-of-the-art stuff.
Nice.
And, but this, you know, this, when I came in, I said, you going to make this an on-air studio? They said, we'll do it. What do you need? I told them, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I've been coming here for probably 30 years, interviews and stuff over the years. And, you know, for a long time, it's been old, outdated. Every once in a while, you'd get excited if there was a new piece of equipment that came in. To me, the average guy, you know, it just looks like a piece of equipment in a rack. But you'd be excited about it. But
you can't believe what this studio is going to look like. The thing is, when Sage Weil, who owns this company, Civic Media, bought it, he bought a ton of radio stations across the state, a lot of them. And they were all, the previous owners didn't take care of them, didn't update them to the latest technology. Yeah. Well, you and I were talking about technology a few minutes ago. We'll talk about that in a moment. And, you know, they just didn't update it. So he's a big computer guy. He's a big tech guy. And he said, we got to update these radio stations. And he started with the worst case people first. And they're up in Park Falls now, redoing that entire radio station up in Park Falls. And we're next. We get next week. And they'll be upgrading this place. But, you know, we were lucky. We had a studio here they were able to put together real quick. And it works fine. But it's a beautiful studio. It works fine. That is going to be, like, state of the art when we get done here.
You know, the listeners don't see what we're seeing. And this was old, outdated, run down. And now, I'm excited to see it after it's done.
Yeah. And then I won't be allowed to. Don, don't touch anything. But I got to work here. And don't touch anything. You're not computer savvy. I've got so many things to talk about with you this morning. Now, your wife, she performs at Jean's Jazz, but she sings other places. I've seen national anthems. And
she has, over the years, she teaches music, general music, and choir over at
Gifford. She's a teacher, yeah.
Yep. And then she sung the national anthem for President George W. Bush.
Yeah, keep trying.
used to for the Indian Summer Festival that was up in Milwaukee, the Native American Festival. She'd open it up every year.
Now, she is a Native American.
Yes.
Okay.
She has sung for the Milwaukee Brewers, the Marquette Golden Warriors, the Kenosha Kingfish. Those are fun games.
Are they still called the Kingfish now?
I believe so.
I thought they changed their name.
I haven't heard.
Okay, maybe they didn't.
Okay. Yeah, which reminds me, I better get a hold of them if we want to go to a game, so I'll see. But that was always fun. They'd give us a couple tickets to the game. She'd sing the national anthem. You know, and people appreciate the way she sings it because she sings it straight. She doesn't jazz it up or anything like that. And then she sung for Jean's Jazz. Last few years, she's been singing for this church downtown, the Music and More series, and we're booked again this year. So
we're booked.
Yeah, we're booked. I'm the one that has to make sure she gets there and pull everything together.
You drive the car. We're booked. It's always the guy who can't sing. We're booked. But that is great. I mean, to have a musical talent. I was telling you before we got on, my wife is teaching me piano. My brother's got all the musical talent in the world. He performed with the Shangri-Las, the Shirelles, Little Anthony the Imperials, Benny King, Ruby and the Romantics, Jay and the Americans, Strawberry Alarm Clock. You name the groups of the 60s, and he's played with them. Because you know, he reads music. He knows how to play every instrument there is. I have no musical talent. I don't know why. It just skipped me. I don't know why. And he can pick up an instrument. I asked him the other day, I said, you play the piano. He says, I can hear a song and play it. But I, you know, it's been many years. I can't read the piano music anymore. But I said, you can hear a song and just play it? He goes, yeah. I hear the song and I play it on the keyboard.
My son had this uncanny ability to pick up an instrument, and it take him a little bit, but he could start playing stuff by ear.
I know. Isn't that an amazing talent to have? My wife plays the piano. She's teaching an 11-year-old kid now who plays the viola to play the piano, and she's amazing. And I'm out there going, you know, one note, two note, three. I just don't have it. Dave Mack is here. David Mack, our brand new 4th District Alderman. And we're going to talk about some emergency management. We'll talk about all that stuff. 4th Fest. We got his state tour that he's been taking for the last umpteen years all around the state. You never stop. Every restaurant, he said, every restaurant in the state. More coming up. Stay with you.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Fly over the rainbow.
wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top.
Of that song, I almost want to say, "Oh, Auntie M." Oh, that was good, yeah, and that's live.
That was live.
No
live
retakes. Yeah, no retakes on that. That's wow. That's great when you just do those songs live. And no, well, yeah, like here too, where we make a lot of mistakes, but we just let him through. And that's Amy Hernandez Mack. That's Dave's David's wife. And is it Dave or David?
David.
All right, David.
I just want to give a shout-out to Joe Mooney, who started Gene's Jazz Series.
Yeah, Joe Mooney, Racine Theater Guild.
Yeah, that was him after his wife Jean died, she was a big jazz aficionado. He wanted to do something to honor her memory, took some of the memorial money, kind of set up a trust there to get the Jazz Series off the ground, and it's been going strong ever since. And just a remarkable thing that Joe does, brings his old team together, a lot of the guys that helped out with the, what was the, at the festival, the big music, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Woodstock.
They're coming back. There's a group that's going to try to Harborfest.
Oh, okay.
His old Harborfest buddies. So, Joe, just a remarkable guy, giving of his time and talent, and he loves music. I'm sure he can't play an instrument, but
it's always those that can't play that always put things together,
you know? But he's does a great job with Gene's Jazz, tries to bring something different, bring affordable music to the community, and quality on top of that.
Hey, get ready to laugh till your cheese curds squeak, because Charlie Behrens is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair stage Thursday, August 8th. Join us for a night of uproarious comedy as Charlie Behrens, the hilarious voice behind the Cripes Cast podcast, right here on Civic Media. Shows why he's Wisconsin's favorite funny man. Tickets go on sale at WIStateFair.com this morning at 10 o'clock. And all next week, I, along with Jane Matinere, will give away tickets to that performance at the Wisconsin State Fair. So be here all next week. Or if you want to make sure you get your tickets, go to WIStateFair.com. Beginning this morning at 10 a.m. for Charlie Behrens. Funny guy. We go and use a laugh these days. So buy your tickets or take a chance. We're giving them away all next week right here at WRJ. And he's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. We've been talking about that Thursday, August 8th. Seems so far away, but it's not that far away.
No, it'll be here tomorrow.
I know. You know, I make these doctor's appointments 6 months in advance. And then I show up and say, I can't believe I'm here already. It was 6 months ago I was here. David Mack is here, our new 4th District Alderman. And we're talking
your Alderman.
Your Alderman.
I'm your Alderman.
Yeah, that's right, you're mine. And by the way, as long as you're my Alderman, get over there. I got a thing in the street I want fixed. No, actually, my street's pretty good.
Yeah, you are. You're on Main Street there.
We're front row
for the 4th of July parade.
Please don't remind me.
Hopefully you'll be broadcasting live this year like you used to.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
A coming-of-age story about staying true to yourself, Star Girl opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Based on the Jerry Spinelli novel, Leo's life in high school is about fitting in and keeping the status quo until a new student, Star Girl, arrives. She stands out in every way, from her clothes to her stories, hobbies, and even her pet rat. Her free-spirited personality goes against the peer pressure to conform. That is expected. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the